Radio with a View is a production of the Independent Broadcast Information Service in cooperation with WMBR Cambridge. On this episode of Radio with a View, we welcome singer-songwriter Ray Corona up from his base of operations in New York to discuss music and the power of activism. Ray, thanks for joining us, and you've brought your guitar and your vocal cords, and you're going to help us this morning talk about music and activism and anti-war stuff.
And that's Ray Corona.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so cool to be here. You know, the thing that guests always say all the time is, so great to be on your show, so-and-so, and hopefully I get the name right. But in the case of Radio with a View, I mean, this has become a very, very serious proposition. I have many, many years of incredible programming, and now with the Internet, hopefully a lot more people. I'm trying to turn people on everywhere I go to say, look, all you need to do is push a couple buttons. You can hear this thing wherever you are.
Oh, be still my heart.
Wait, one second. Hold on. I'm going to turn the music off. Say that again without the music so I can use that as part of our promotional material.
All right. I think that what I did is I went to, I didn't even have to put the W's, right? I just put the HTTP and the colon and a couple of slashes there. And then I put something like, WMBR.MIT.edu.
You actually don't even need the MIT anymore. Just WMBR.org, actually.
Oh, that's really good. That makes it so much easier for guys like me that have to remember all these lyrics and stuff. I can at least take that one out of the brain. but it is so cool. And these guys also, unlike most of the people that do this, that take advantage of the Internet, which is becoming more popular, and the www everything now, these guys actually update their own page, that IBIS page. And it's interesting. You can learn stuff if you go there. I know it's scary, but you can.
It's certainly not as dynamic as I'd like it to be, but I update it every couple of days.
Hey, we even put the new movie reviews up.
We did. Mark does this thing called The Village Vidiot, where he does movie reviews, and I think it's quite useful.
And this is all kind of partly what my subject is. I'm going to talk about music, the music end, but but really creating our own culture and getting that culture out and having the ability to do it through things like Radio with a View and this station and the Internet and many other sources, we're really able to connect now with an awful lot of like-minded people. And it seems that most of the people in the country, by every survey I read, do not agree with what the major media are telling them and don't really agree with what the president is telling them. But to a great extent in the elections, they're sandbagged. They don't really have much of a choice, or they get pulled and pushed. But in terms of where they're at, you ask somebody what's the most important issue, they'll say Iraq, they'll say the environment, they'll talk about real issues, and they'll talk about the need to do whatever is possible to save this planet and to stop this killing and to stop this environmental carnage.
What's big in news in New York City? Is it the killing of this man, this black man coming out of his bachelor party?
That's certainly one thing, but there's so much, and I think also that there is a focus now on the fact that at the end of the month, many of us are going to be organizing with our groups and getting down to Washington.
DC.
With all these new Democrats, this is my own opinion, with all these new Democrats in there, and many of them kind of feeling their way and not exactly sure, you know, how much leeway they have to go one way or the other on some of these issues. And most politicians, what is that thing that they listen to the ground and they run up ahead of the crowd and say, follow me, but that's only because they know where crowd's going already? Well, I think that we got to be that crowd and let them know where we're going. And it's a real important time. I think people weigh these demonstrations heavily. They say, well, you know, I have to get up awful early in the morning. I have to travel a lot. I have to spend money. And then I have to walk around. And, you know, am I just being a fool? And aren't I doing just enough staying home and writing a letter? That's good, too. But
is that on the 27th?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a Saturday.
Thank you.
The 27th.
Yeah.
And it's actually a multi-day event. It goes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, even in terms of lobbying and in terms of people doing other things that people are going to be doing. So it's a whole weekend of activism in D.C. Designed to really re-energize the physical presence of a movement that was quite impressive before the war began, before U.S. troops were formally, they'd long been engaged in other ways under both Bush and Clinton and lots of other ways, but before the U.S. troops formally invaded Iraq and before this war began. And then there was a fall off, and I have a theory, and I'd like to run this by you. The internet has allowed us to both connect with one another and to learn from all over the globe in very much more accessible ways. But it also has the feel to me that it's sort of, in a sense, isolated one another. I'm not unique in this point of view, that it actually, you know, almost stopped people from coming out. Physically, they relied heavily on the net to try to connect and to try to act. And I was wondering what your thoughts were about that, about why the kinds of, you know, that before the war, there were millions of people in the street. I was at those demonstrations in New York, millions of people in the street. And then those demonstrations began to pale off. And I was wondering, what do you think happened?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm not an expert on this, but I would think of a couple of things about that. One is that the biggest, that demonstration referred to in New York, I was there, and along with I don't know how many untold, uncounted millions. But at the same time, there were demonstrations, a massive one in Israel. They were happening mm-hmm. in England, all over the world, not to mention the other cities in our country here. And
huge demonstrations in London, but gigantic.
But they were kind of organized mostly through the Internet. So the Internet was already in full steam at that point. It wasn't like it was discovered afterwards. So I would, just to finish this thought, I would say that on the one hand, that shows how much we need it and how powerful it is. But anybody who's worked with computers knows it's like you can't live with them, you can't live without them, because while they can do a million things for you, they also can crash and eat your data and give you endless angst. And so I think the Internet's a little bit like that. We have to be so careful, because a lot of times, like, for example, these petitions that go around where it just says, you know, sign your name, send this email on. I mean, does anybody really think anybody reads that or takes it seriously, or there aren't a million duplicates because there are all these different ones coming out and they all go in together? You know, you got to pick and choose like everything else.
Well, I think Internet-based organizing can be very useful and very successful. But I totally agree with you, Ray, in that you can convince yourself that by signing an online petition or sending an email, that's all you need to do, which is not what you need, all you need to do. You also need to be out and actually interacting with live human beings. If you're sitting in your room all day on the web, alone in your room, to me, that's not doing all that you need to be doing. But speaking of backing up your data, I can say from personal experience, it's very important.
And if only to actually say you have a life.
Yes,
and that part of this is about being alive. Part of this is about connecting with other people in real time.
Absolutely.
And being engaged in your world. And if you're listening to Radio with a View, you're somebody who is sort of inherently oriented in that way.
One of the things that... Can I just, before you say that, but can I just amplify something else, which is that, yes, the big have-to-be-there type national demonstrations have slowed down, as Mark pointed out. But I think a lot of the organizing and demonstrating and protesting has become regional. And so, for instance, here in Boston, on the near the Park Street T stop, which is the hub of the train station in Boston, every Saturday there's a protest. Almost every Saturday there's a protest on the Boston Common. Mark lives in Lexington, Massachusetts, almost weekly, if not weekly, demonstrations.
But on Sundays,
people are
right
still
after our show.
Out there. But if you look to the mainstream media to tell you that, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, although there is no causal relationship between the show and then the vigil. Those are two.
Right.
You know, before we get off this general topic, I did want to throw in something, too, that relates to music and those demonstrations.
Right.
And that is that the Friday night before that big Saturday, the 27th, there's going to be a concert in Philadelphia with Holly Near and many other people. And there's also going to be music seminars and things going on for the rest of the weekend. Most of the people at the conference are going down together to D.C., which, you know, will be part of that contingent. But for anybody who's thinking the trip's a long ways and would like to have some R&R in between, you might want to consider getting to the music thing on Friday night, staying over in Philadelphia, and then you're, like, really well on the way to D.C. for the next day. or hitting it on the way back just to continue the feeling of enthusiasm and the thrill of knowing that we're together and we're going to do something.
Do you have a website that people can go to get that information?
So good. I didn't even have to give him any chips or chocolate candies or anything to say that.
But he did throw a herring up in the air and I caught it in my mouth. Well, try
going to www.peoplesmusic.org, just all one word, peoplesmusic.org. And you'll get all the details. If you forget that, also, you may already know, because you're hearing my name here and all, that I have a website, of course, and it's raycorona.com. It's R-A-Y-K-O-R-O-N-A. So if you spell it with a C, we fix that. You'll get there, too. But it's
so just as we talk about people need to get out of their houses, we're promoting the fact that while you're at home, you should and can look to these websites for more information.
And they give you lots of ideas of where to, you
absolutely
know, we have so many choices now, where to put our energy.
Sure.